This should be fun. Hi, good to see you again. Come on in. It's great to see my favorite client again. Oh, I'm just kidding. We don't have favorites. But if we did, you would be one of mine. Have a seat right here. Well, I have a feeling we're going to be doing some pretty intimate work today. Yeah, are you ready? Good, you've been thinking about it. Great, so just a quick summary from our last session. You came to see me because you were having inappropriate thoughts at work, at church, and you were worried that maybe there was something wrong with you. You tried other cognitive techniques, they didn't seem to be helping much, and you thought that hypnotherapy would be the answer to all your problems. Just a little therapy joke there. Yeah, so no, come a little bit closer. Yeah, okay, good. Is this too uncomfortable to be close to me? Well, we are a little closer than what some people might refer to as their personal boundaries. I like to find out what those boundaries are and then place myself an inch or two beyond those. So if you're feeling a little uncomfortable, that's by design. Right. All right, to begin, I want you to sit back. You do remember that I told you there's nothing to be afraid of, that you won't remember any of this, but you'll wake up feeling refreshed and revived, and hopefully without any of those intrusive thoughts. So, one goal I'm working on during this session is to instill new thoughts that are not as disturbing to replace the ones that bother you so much. Okay. So when you're ready, sit back. I want you to relax if you can recall those techniques we used last week. The breathing, the planting your feet on the ground, focusing on your body, your breath, letting your thoughts come and go. And then I'm going to give you the trigger word that I installed in you, so to speak, last week. Do you remember that word? Great. Okay. Focus on your breathing. Notice your body sitting in the chair, your feet on the ground, your arms on the armrest, your breath going in and out of your body. Let your thoughts come and go. There's no good thought, no bad thought. They just come and go. And when you're feeling quite relaxed, just lift your finger. Great. So now you're feeling all relaxed and you're ready to go. You're ready to get better. Your thoughts are coming and going. You're in a safe spot. Your breath is going in and your breath is going out. Your eyes are feeling heavy. Why don't you close your eyes? That's right. Close close those eyes and feel your eyelids so heavy. Your head is starting to nod forward because your eyelids are so heavy and bush. You're now in a hypnotic trance. You will not remember anything that happens during this session. You'll do everything that I say without hesitation. You're right where I want you, aren't you? Yes, that's right, you are. So tell me these thoughts that you've been having. What is one of them? Oh my, quite sexual. When do you have those thoughts? What's going on around you when you think that? I see. What is another thought that you have? Oh, good Lord, you are quite a pervert, aren't you? Well, I thought you might be. I need you to get your thoughts off your secretary and onto somebody else. You find me very sexy, don't you? Did you prepare yourself for this session? Did you dress in a special way for this session? Did you shower before the session? I'd like to make sure. Stand up. Stand right in front of me. Take a step closer, even closer. Good. Stand there with your arms down by your sides. Turn around. Let me take a good look at what you're wearing. Turn back around. Good. So you're saying you dressed with care before coming to our session. You did take a shower. Let's make sure about that. Unbutton your pants. Unzip. Pull them down to your knees. Don't worry that my face is right here. And do you find this embarrassing? Good. Now, pull down your underwear as well. I need to check that you did take a shower like you said you did. Bush, pull down your underwear like I told you to. Good. Hold your penis in your palm in front of my face like a gift so that I can take a good look. Well, you certainly didn't shave before our session, did you? That's calling into doubt whether you even showered. I'm going to have to do the sniff test. Bring your penis closer to my face. Good. results are inconclusive. Remain standing there with your penis in your palm. It seems to be getting thicker. Are you feeling turned on by me conducting the sniff test? Well, that's very interesting. However, I also noticed that your ears are turning very red. Are you feeling ashamed at having this sniff test? Well, that's pretty normal. I can imagine it's quite humiliating to be subjected to such a test, but this is what needs to be done. Since results were inconclusive, I'm going to have to do the taste test as well. My, Mr. Penis seems to have woken up at that suggestion. Look how he jumped and grew almost instantaneously. He doesn't want to lie flat in your palm anymore, does he? Hold him between your thumb and your forefinger for me, then. And before I conduct the taste test, though, I'm going to have to check that you really are clean. So spread open that piss slit for me. Oh, there are those ears burning in shame, giving you away again. That's right, just pull it slightly apart. There we go. Okay, everything's looking pretty clean, except for that little drop of pre-cum there. You do seem to have some sort of association between humiliation and excitement, don't you? All right, well, bring your penis closer to my mouth, all the way up to where you can feel my breath, and I'm going to take one little taste. Okay. My conclusion is that you did shower before you came to session. However, next time you need to shave. Is this understood? Good. Now, what are we going to do with this extremely hard, already dripping, clean penis of yours? I have some ideas. Follow me. I'm going to stand up against my desk. Follow closely behind me. Stand behind me. Good. Spread your legs. Lift up my skirt all the way up to my hips while I bend over my desk. That's right. Run your hands up and down my white, silky thighs. Yeah. Feel my panties between my legs. Good. panties and pull them down over my ass. Further down to my own knees. There we go. Good. Now rub my ass. Yeah. Yeah, you have nice big hands. Rub your fingers down between the crack of my ass. And spread my cheeks a little while you do that. Spread them further. Take that wet cock of yours and lube up my asshole with your pre-cum. Do not try anything. Just lube it up. Here, suck my finger if you cannot be trusted. I'm gonna lube up my own asshole since you cannot be trusted. Do you think your tongue can be trusted more than your cock can? I hope so. I want you to tongue fuck my asshole while I play with my pussy. You don't mind if I grab my vibrator out of my desk drawer over here? Oh, and slide that up and down my pussy while you tongue my ass, yeah. Just need to lie down on my desk here while you talk about my ass so that I can grind on this vibrator while you do that. Oh, yeah, that's it. Flick that tongue in and out. Use your finger too. When you're at work, every time the thought of your secretary comes into your head, you're gonna think about this instead. You're gonna think about me up against my desk with your tongue on my ass. And I have my vibrator on my clit. You're gonna think about sliding your fingers up my wet, swollen pussy. Ah.
between my cheeks. Tease that asshole. Make it want you. Don't fuck your therapist, asshole.
Pull up your therapist's panties. And slide down her skirt. So, I want you to try and bend that cock back into your underwear and pull your pants up over it. Because we've run out of time for today. However, as a reminder, anytime you get any disturbing thoughts, I want you to think about our session today and instead replace thoughts of your secretary with thoughts of my ass, my pussy, my legs. And while you're at it, buy me gifts to bring next time. I have expensive taste. I like jewelry, champagne, I like chocolate, good chocolate, and three, you're coming out of your trance, two, one, you are awake, feeling refreshed, revived, and ready for your day. So, how was that? Do you have any recollection of the past session? All right, so I will see you next week, same time. You'll come fully prepared, won't you? Don't worry about it. I think you'll figure it out. Ta-ta.